You're listening to the SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes senior forward Josh Arendt. And Josh, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Josh, last year the Lynx were 10-16 on the year, 4-12 in SCAC play, finished fourth in the East. You know, what did your team learn as you guys went through the rigors of last year's season?
I think we learned that it's important to play defense, and we had some struggles at defensive end last year. So we had the talent with Reed Hamilton and Andrew Gallo and Corey Kilpatrick. So I think it's just execution is the biggest key.
Josh, the lone senior on a very young basketball team, how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on the Rhodes team this year?
Well, I've kind of embraced the role of being the only senior, kind of leading by action, too. So I feel like if I'm doing whatever the coaches say, then the younger guys could look up to me and see how it's supposed to be done. So
last season, you averaged 1.7 points and 2.2 rebounds per contest. How have you worked hard in the offseason to improve your game heading into this year's senior year?
Well, I've shot quite a bit every day to improve my shot a lot, and I've gotten in the weight room, gotten stronger, got a little bit more athletic. So hopefully the combination of those two and the more expanded role of minutes will play a key factor in that.
You know, last year Rhodes was second in the SCAC in free throw percentage. You guys shot 72% from the line. Talk about the importance of taking advantage of your opportunities at the free throw line and you know, the importance of really continuing that trend this season.
Well, obviously free throws are key because they can come down, and at the end of games you have to hit free throws to win the game. So we've made it a big importance in our practices this year and in the offseason, to where if you miss a free throw, we normally would have to run for that. So it's kind of a built into our practice where free throws are important.
Josh, what's been the biggest surprise that you've seen from your team as you guys have moved through preseason and practice to start the season?
I think the ability to adapt to the changes that have been made in the past 6 months. I've seen the guys work really hard in preseason. We're working hard in practices. So I think that to adapt to all the new systems and the new information that's been thrown at us is a big thing. And also just everybody's been working really hard. So we're all trying to achieve the goal of winning on Friday and Sundays.
You talk about that transition, Josh. You know, talk about the transition and coaching change and the adjustments that you guys have had to make.
Well, obviously, I played for Coach Hilgeman the last 3 years, and he's a great coach, and I love those 3 years I had with him. But Coach George has brought a new energy and a new style of play. So with more focus on the defensive end, and so I think it'll be good for Rhodes basketball and good for us this year.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior forward Josh Arendt of Rhodes College. And Josh, you know, as I mentioned, senior year, your last go-around. Have you felt a sense of urgency, you know, with the start of your senior season?
I have, and it's a good sense of urgency. So it's one that we're trying not to let a day go by where I haven't tried to make myself better. So, and my teammates have helped me out with that. It's, we've all been pushing each other every day, so it's a it's a good environment to be in.
You know, there's no question the SCAC is one of the most, you know, competitive leagues in Division III. Having been through the grind 3 years now, talk about the difficulties of navigating an SCAC schedule, what it's like playing in this league, and the challenges it presents, and what makes it one of the most competitive leagues in the country.
Well, obviously, I think that the competition level is great in the SCAC, and also the difficulty of flying out places and the travel. From Friday to Sunday is a big challenge. So I think if you just got to bring it every night and can't let down. So everybody's good in this league, and DePaul and Center have always been a solid group. So we just got to play hard.
You know, for our listeners out there, Josh, talk about what they can expect to see from a Mike DeGeorge coach basketball team.
I think we expect a very intense defense. Very disciplined, fundamental team, play within ourselves, and just listen to the coach. So it's one of those things where we are young, so we're going to have to play within the system. We've got a great point guard in Andrew Gallo, so he'll run the show for us this year. So I think we'll be we're going to be very disciplined and fundamental.
You mentioned Andrew Gallo, Josh. You go up against him every day in practice. What makes him such a special point guard?
Well, he's a 6'4" point guard, so that's that's pretty good in itself, and he has a ability to change speed and change direction very well, and he's got a good jump shot, so his kind of overall game has improved a lot since last year, and obviously a year of experience helps too.
Finally, what are the goals that this team has set out for the 2010-2011 season for the Lynx, and what are two or three things that you and Coach DeGeorge really has you guys working really hard at in order to be ready to play come the start of the season?
Well, I think a goal this year would be to make it to the SCAC tournament, and then obviously to be very fundamental and sound on the defensive end. So one of his main keys is defense. So we have to defend and not let the other team score. So that's kind of it.
A native of Charlotte, North Carolina, senior forward Josh Aaron of Rhodes College. Again, the Lynx opened up their 2010-2011 campaign at home against Howard Payne University on November 15th. Josh, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck in your senior season.
Thank you.